God created the universe from nothing. With ample evidence discovered by science, the thesis of an infinite universe was tossed onto the scrap pad of the history of scientific ideas. Yet, more important questions were forthcoming. What existed before the Big Bang? What force could have caused the great explosion that resulted in a universe that did not exist before? There is a single answer to be given to the question of what existed before the Big Bang. God, the all-powerful and the almighty, who created the earth and the heavens in a great order. Many scientists, be they believers or not, are obliged to admit this truth, although they may decline to admit this fact on scientific platforms. Their confessions in between the lines give them away. Renowned atheist philosopher Anthony Flew says, "Notoriously, confession is good for the soul. I will therefore begin by confessing that this Renatian atheist has to be embraced by the contemporary cosmological consensus. For it seems that the cosmologists are providing a scientific proof of what Santa Thomas contended couldn't be proved philosophically. Namely, that the universe had a beginning. So long as the universe can be comfortably thought of as being not only without end, but also beginning, it remains easy to urge that its brute existence and whatever are found to be its most fundamental features should be accepted as the explanatory ultimates. Although I believe that it remains still correct, it certainly is neither easy nor comfortable to maintain this position in the face of the Big Bang story." Some scientists, like the British materialist physicist H.P. Lipson, confessed that they have to accept the Big Bang theory whether they want it or not. If living matter is not, then caused by the interplay of atoms, natural forces and radiation, how has it come into being? I think, however, that we must admit that the only acceptable explanation is creation. I know that this is an anathema to physicists, as indeed it's to me, but we must not reject that we do not like if the experimental evidence supports it. In conclusion, science points to a single reality whether materialist scientists like it or not. Matter and time have been created by a creator who is all-powerful and who created the heavens, the earth and all that is between, Almighty God. I seek refuge, Allah, from the accursed Satan. It's God who created the seven heavens and of the earth the same number, the command descending down through all of them, so that you might know that God has power over all things and that God encompasses all things in His knowledge. Surat at Talaq 12.